here's a story from The World.
In Rio de Janeiro yesterday, a police raid targeting suspected drug traffickers turned deadly. It shocked the neighborhood where it happened and is believed to be the deadliest police operation in the history of Rio. Residents and local officials are accusing the police of using excessive force and are now demanding an investigation. From Brazil, Michael Fox has the latest.
Yesterday, the residents of the poor Jacarezinho favela on the north end of Rio de Janeiro woke up to this. Gunfire. And this. Police helicopters spin over the neighborhood in this video posted on Twitter by the local Jacarezinho media team, Labjaca. That's a problem, says a man off camera. Those guys are shooting down on the neighborhood from up above. 200 officers participated in the police raid. We're stuck inside, suffocating from the tear gas, and we can't go out, one resident posted on Twitter. As the hours passed, the body count rose. When the bullets stopped flying, residents poured from their homes to protest. Murderers! Dozens of young women shout in this video live streamed over social media. They march through the narrow streets of the neighborhood chanting, "Justice! Justice! Justice!" All told, it was the deadliest Rio de Janeiro police operation ever. 25 people were killed, including one police officer. 3 people were injured. 2 commuters were hit by stray bullets on a passing train. At an afternoon press conference, civil police said they had prepared the raid for 10 months and had gone in to arrest 21 members of a criminal gang accused of enticing children and adolescents into drug trafficking. They said they had detained 10 people, followed all protocols, but didn't celebrate the high death count. For residents, the day was a nightmare. That's a mother who lost her son in a video shared online. They pointed the gun at me and said I was going to die, she says. Other women by her side keep repeating, killers, killers. Joel Luis Costa is a lawyer who grew up in Jacarezinho. He spent the afternoon witnessing the aftermath and collecting testimonies from residents.
Isso aqui não é democracia.
This is not democracy, Costa tells the camera in a Twitter video. His eyes are bloodshot from the tears. He's wearing a gray suit and tie. A surgical face mask hangs over one ear. This is a war scene, and we don't deserve to live in a war scene. He said he visited 5 or 6 homes. He says they all look the same. Homes turned upside down, execution-style shots. There were no signs of crossfire. A boy was killed sitting in a chair. You don't fire back when you're sitting in a chair. This was an execution, he says. Calls for investigations have echoed across the city, from local officials to members of the city's public defenders.
Não temos pena de morte no Brasil. E, portanto, não é...
In this video, over social media, Rio de Janeiro Legislative Assembly member Renata Souza says, we don't have the death penalty in Brazil, and therefore it's not up to the police to decide who should die and who should live in our society. We had a slaughter in Jacarezinho today, and it needs to be investigated, she said. This was not the first violent police operation in Rio's favelas. According to the figures, police in Rio have killed roughly 150 people each month this year. But the police raids, they shouldn't even be taking place. Last June, due to the pandemic, Brazil's Supreme Court banned all Rio de Janeiro police operations in poor communities except in the most extreme circumstances. The impact in the following months was unprecedented. Police killings dropped by 66%. The number of violent and nonviolent crimes also sank, according to a paper released last month by Jesse Bullock, a PhD candidate at Harvard University.
In some ways, it's actually a little surprising to me how effective it was initially in the first 90 days after the ruling. And the more time passes, as we see that the police gradually started to disrespect the ruling and discount it.
Bullock says that Rio's police justify their violence as a necessary means for securing the city.
They think the only way to fight trafficking and to decrease organized crime is with these types of operations and with and like fighting force with force. This was even something that Bolsonaro himself campaigned on, that force you fight force with force slogan.
Police say they've done everything by the books, and critics say that, in a twisted way, that's true. Fabiana da Silva works with the Rio de Janeiro Human Rights Ombudsman Office, and she grew up in a favela in northern Rio de Janeiro.
Extremamente normal, assim. É uma coisa tão absurda.
She says the police are acting totally normal. Totally normal. It's so absurd. In April, there was a public hearing about police operations in the favelas. The same day, there were raids in two different favelas, she says. The Supreme Court has set a date for later this month to discuss the Rio de Janeiro police operations. Many hope the calls for investigations lead to action and to accountability for this police raid and the ones to come. For The World, I'm Michael Fox in Florianópolis, Brazil.